How do you prank show on Halloween? I'm guessing this guy is pretty much a walking zombie right now because it's 7:30 in the morning. Why in the hell does David Spade have to get out of bed?
Yeah, no kidding.
To talk to us. Hello, David.
David Spade.
Exactly.
You're like, what am I doing on the phone? Who set this up?
I'm a huge star.
I go, wait, isn't it Halloween?
Yeah.
Yes, it's Halloween.
I guess it's better than Thursday.
Yeah.
So, David,
everyone feels so sorry for me.
Can you believe that we got this job?
I cannot.
Yeah, nobody can. Nobody can.
I didn't know they still did rock, paper, scissors.
I know.
No, I did follow you on 97.1. And then I almost followed you at the podcast. And then I'm back.
Yeah.
And now you're back. And but are you dressing up for Halloween? Do you celebrate it? Is it a favorite holiday of yours?
It's yes and no. Actually, no and no.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
It's the same way when Chris Rock, we were in the summer doing Grown Ups 2. I crammed that in there. But Chris Rock goes, your birthday's coming up. I go, yeah, I don't think I'm having a party. He goes, well, I hope not. You're not 11. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're the only guy over 10 that has a birthday party. I go, well, it's just more like to get together. He goes, it's a birthday party.
I mean, I guess at your age you can't have the gift table when people walk in.
I go, just lay it here. We have three tables.
You don't have a jumpy in the driveway.
I always try to think, do not bring presents.
Of course. Booze, preferably.
So you guys did that. And then you went on the internet, which scared me.
Yeah.
Because I'm so old.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, no. And then you lost the snowman.
Yeah.
It's been a bumpy ride, but I think I like KLS. It's a huge thing that's part of everyone in L.A.
Yeah.
They used to have those bumper stickers with a rainbow around them.
Yeah, it's the same old thing. They haven't changed a thing except us, I guess.
Well, I just didn't know people had bumper stickers anymore. But
bumper stickers, not that big of a thing as they used to be.
I know. People used to immediately ruin their car. Now they think of resale.
David, you mentioned about being old. There's a press release here, and I'm reading it, and it says, during his first season on Saturday Night Live in 1975. That's a typo, right?
I was about to say, take it easy even on the real numbers, but let's not get crazy.
19, I looked at Frank before you came on. I was like, 75? He could have been on SNL.
Belushi, Lorraine Newman.
Yeah.
No, that was the first season ever.
It's a misprint. I was like, I don't know. David might just look good for his age. He might just be, he might be 70.
Take shit on my resume stuff.
I was looking at your bio, too. When's the last time you actually Googled yourself and saw what they have?
One time on my bio, you have a special skills section.
Yeah.
So I put, I'm good at skee ball, I collect hamsters, I put all this dumb stuff. And then the problem is for the next 10 years in interviews, they're like, now I have a question. I want to play you in skee ball. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I have no idea what
that
he's talking about.
Joke,
actually, that's on here. On the bio that my producer, Sammy, printed off, it says right here, Spade made money working as a busboy, a valet parker, a skee ball championship competitor. on there.
That's a fake one. And I didn't even know. I thought I was just like, it was like the gossip game where you just say, put it somewhere and see if it ever comes back. And then it came back too much.
Just entertaining yourself.
Here's some more silly stuff, probably. Is it true or not on David Spade's bio?
I was trying to be a waiter, but they told me I don't have the stuff.
Oh.
Don't have the stuff.
Well, the chicken kickers, that's what we're looking for. Just bring me the chicken. That's the stuff I want.
You forgot my appetizers. You don't have the stuff. It says one time you were a guest at Lindsay Lohan's 19th birthday party. Is that true or false? You love birthday parties.
I remember one time I had my birthday party, and I remember Lindsay Lohan and Paris came, but I don't know if they're 100% invited, but they heard about some shindig. And so I remember Maria Shriver saying, am I at the same party with Paris Hilton? I think I got to go. And I go, yeah, maybe that's best.
Maria Shriver is at David Spade's birthday party?
Yeah, dude,
what is the connection there?
Things are happening. Things are clicking.
My goodness.
He knows everybody.
I guess so. Yeah, everybody knows David
Spade.
Yeah,
it was my 63rd. It was a big one.
Now, is this crap on your bio? It says that you are the brother-in-law of fashion designer Kate Spade. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
So
most of it's true. Katie and Andy, we lived in Scottsdale, Arizona. Applause. And
where you were once charged for reckless jet skiing.
Oh, yeah. Well, one at a time. So We worked in this clothing store, and Andy, my brother, ran the men's side, and Katie ran the women's. And I was going to ASU, and I was like the helper.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, can you get those cobwebs off the ceiling? I'm like, So they started hooking up, and then they moved to New York, and then they started Kate Spade.
And now they're moguls.
So now, like, for every birthday, every Christmas, you're always getting Kate Spade stuff. You're like, oh, thanks, another Kate Spade bag.
In the old days when I was dating Laura Flynn Boyle, she goes, it's my birthday, and don't give me one of those old irregular Kate Spade bags.
That you got on the street in New York. I want the real deal.
Re-gifting a little sister stuff.
Yeah, so then that's so they're famous. They blew by me in a rocket ship. I didn't like that. And then I was a jet skier. Yeah. Same thing. I did get a ticket, and I didn't pay it because it got waterlogged. I got a ticket on the river, and then I just thought it was like funny. And then 2 months later, I'm on the news in Arizona. My mom's like, "Davey, turn yourself in." I don't know why. And she goes, "You're on the lam."
Moms always worry about stuff like that.
So I went to Arizona. I had to go to court, but it was like a strip mall up in Sedona or something. And I just go there, and the judge is like, sure. And here, and then he brings me back in the chambers. He goes, here's my number. If you ever want a jet ski, I got a boat. We can go up there. I'll call the cops away. You can do whatever you want. I go, yeah.
See, that's when you know you're a superstar. No, nobody else is getting away with that.
Well, I'm in Arizona. In Arizona, I'm...
huge.
I'm, you know, the biggest star behind Hugh Downs. I'm trying to
hometown pride.
Well, David Spade, next time you roll out of bed, we want you to come down in here and hang out with us. Okay?
Rules of engagement too. I want to talk about that. Which I came to rules of engagement way late in the game.
Oh, you started watching it?
Yeah, started watching it now because it's on in syndication. Midnight.
It's in its seventh season. I mean, like just
yeah.
I don't know what happened. It's
It's a hot show. I was totally late to the game, and now I'm watching it from the beginning. WGN America at 9 and 9:30.
Oh, that's right. You know what it is? That's what happens is we sort of had a spotty record of we were on and, you know, they hold us off and all that stuff that sounds like a fake problem and everyone just tells me to shut up. But
It's
like people are like, my show and everyone really likes it. But that's what Lorne Michaels told me when I was on SNL. He goes, everyone's going to say you're the funniest person in the show. And I go, yeah, they do. And he goes, but you're not.
Oh, all right. No. Sounds like our boss is around here.
I learned early on to don't go, my show is so good, and no one. But people watch it when it's on. It's fine. It's just this is probably last year, but it's on five nights a week now. I think it's called KCAL on this tab.
Yeah, KCAL 9 at midnight, and then WGN America at 9 and 9:30.
So what happens is now because of like Twitter, as opposed to being at the mall, I hear people saying, "Oh, now I get to see it." But that's sort of a good trick because I got into 30 Rock from syndication. I didn't see it. I wasn't home on those normal nights. So
great show, too.
You start to go, I like this show.
How was I not watching this?
So of all the characters that you played, I'm watching Rules of Engagement. I think Russell is probably what I think.
That used to be Joe Dirt.
That David Spade is. That's just you, right?
Well, everyone says that, so there's no use in even. My problem is I'm not very diversified, and I'm not really an actor with many layers. So.
Yeah.
I was on Just Shoot Me. I was like a skirt chaser. We're gonna boil it down to that.
Yeah.
Radio.
And Russell is.
And then I'm like that. And then when we did Grown Ups, Sandler goes, "Why don't you be sort of that?" I go, "Well, I do other stuff." He goes, "Like what?" And I go, "Nothing."
Yeah. So I want to be the married black guy.
Yeah, no.
No, sorry.
I know, and then, I don't know. But if I do another show after this, it'll be a slightly different.
Do something completely different.
Yeah, where you're like a serial killer.
Yeah.
For miracles. It won't be anything really different. But I'm going to try to make it a tiny bit different.
Well, come in sometime,
David,
and see us.
I know. I didn't know you're down La Cienega.
Yeah. Come stop by
anytime.
Close by.
Anytime, door's always open.
I used to do 5 o'clock funnies. I drop my tapes off there. Do you still do that?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Uncle Joe Benson. He's still here doing the thing.
Yeah.
They didn't want to. It was so great. Okay, well then, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you, man.
And I will.
Happy Halloween. Go
back to sleep. Stop by sometime. Stop by and hang with us.
I'll come to your birthday party. Just invite me.
What are you, 11?
Yes, I am. I love birthday parties.
You can come too.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for having me, and I'll be on hold until I'm on again in a couple weeks.
Sweet,
okay,
man.
Thanks, David.
Yes, watch Rules of Engagement tonight, every weeknight at midnight on KCAL 9 and on WGN America at 9 and 9:30. David Spade. Awesome.
Nice
Thank
guy.
You. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.